The South Street Chapel is not on South Street. It's on the northwest end of a street called Elvira, just before it dead ends in front of an unmarked ditch. Surprisingly, no one has ever fallen or driven into the ditch, at least not in recorded history. A little less surprising when you consider that very few people ever go out to South Street Chapel. It's been abandoned since, well, looking at it, it seems like it was abandoned before it was ever used at all. When I got up the morning after the second letter, I felt terrible. Not sickly, exactly, just filled with dread that I had no outlet for. My hands were shaking as I pushed my way out from under the covers. I got ready, tucked the letter into my pocket as proof that I wasn't delirious and this was all really happening, and got onto a bus. I rode about a third of the way to the street called Elvira, then got off and switched to a bus headed the opposite way. When I got to the Gilded Hill Domestic Animal Mortuary and Cemetery grounds, it looked different. It looked brighter because of the earlier time of day and because of your presence. It looked darker too, though. The light outweighed the dark, and there were three leaves pointing the way to the door, and I went in to find you behind the counter. You were frowning at a copy of Prairie Owl Night, moving your finger along with the words you were reading. When the bell thrummed against the door, you looked up at me and smiled. I apologized for interrupting your book, which you waved off with an, "I've read it before." I explained about the second letter and how I was on my way to meet Mabel, to actually meet my aunt. It still makes me feel strange to say that phrase, my aunt. Anyway, I asked before I lost my nerve whether you would go with me. You put your book on the counter on top of a twin copy and said, "Sure." We made our way to the street called Elvira, avoided the ditch of the dead end, and entered the South Street Chapel. Just inside, you caught my arm. "Hey," you said, and I said, "Huh?" And you said, "Do you think you should record this? Like, I mean, you said last time that you and Norbert or whatever had a whole conversation outside of space and time and all that, so I couldn't hear, and it might be good to have some way to preserve this, within time and all that." You're so smart. I agreed, of course. I'll play that recording for you now. That way, I won't get the words wrong. Okay, that should be recording.
Great. So, where is she? Anyway, your aunt.
I'm not sure. Mabel? Are you here? Mabel?
I'm here. Ah! Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Which one of you is Vera?
That would be me. Hi, I'm Vera.
It's so very nice to meet you, Vera. I'm Mabel. I'm sorry we couldn't have met sooner, but circumstances were... Who's this?
Oh, that's Amy. She's...
Oh, she's cute. She has a darkness in her, though. Be careful.
A darkness?
Moving right along, we don't have a lot of time. My being here with... well, it puts us in danger, so we have to move fast. Where did she put it?
Put it? Put what? Who put what?
Who put what, she says? Your mother! The book! Where did she put it? We're going to need it if we want to stop Nolan.
My mother? I don't... Hey, who is Nolan, anyway? What's this whole deal?
What do you mean?
I mean, why is he here, and attacky, and telling me that I'm the seventh generation, and a very not-friendly voice, like it's supposed to mean something?
Oh, my sister hasn't told you anything, has she? That crafty devil. Well, I don't really have time to explain.
Just give me a quick synopsis, please. An overview, anything... I've gone my entire life not knowing anything about my family, and now there are so many people here who can help, but nobody will just talk to me. Please?
Yeah, okay. If you're going to be in the middle of all this, you better know what the hell is up. Sit and listen, kid, and don't interrupt. Danger, remember?
Danger. Yep, Got it. I'll just listen.
All right. 6 generations before you, there was a woman named Venora. They called her Vanya. It means butterfly. This is not important to the story, but every time I've heard it told, that's how it starts. Venora. Vanya. Butterfly. Anyway, Vanya was in love with a man. He loved her back. At 16, she married him. 1 year passed, full of happiness and good marriage type things. Vanya became pregnant with their first child. In September of 1862, her husband was shot in the Battle of Antietam. Vanya was devastated. Pregnant, brokenhearted, and alone, she rushed to the battlefield. She collected the blood of her fallen lover in a vial which she wore around her neck.
Nolan said something about a vial. Why does he... Right. Danger. Listening? Go on.
What Vanya did not realize was that this blood was cursed. Her husband, the fallen soldier, had kept a terrible secret from her. He was of a family descended from a witch. The witch had been executed, reported to the authorities of the church by her own son. As she had burned at the stake, she proclaimed a curse upon all her male descendants that they may never rest in peace or cross over to any realm of the beyond after death until the 7th generation, and then only if he was buried in completeness where he had fallen. Vanya had taken the blood of the 7th male. The witch's curse held true. He and his 6 predecessors were trapped on this plane unless she were to go back and bury the vial with him. Vanya could not bear to part with the vial. She came to learn of the curse through whispers and dreams and dark visions that plagued her every night after his death. She also came to realize the blood had certain benefits. The vial protected her as she cared for it. No harm befell her so long as she wore it around her neck. It allowed her child to be birthed painlessly. She never suffered an illness or even a scraped knee. Being trapped in this realm does terrible things to the soul. The 7 cursed men beckoned to her, growing stronger each night, keeping her awake until she fell to exhaustion, and even then they called to her in dreams. She learned spells and wards to fight them off, but nothing kept them away for long. This is where you come in, Vera. Vanya finally found something to keep the Helians at bay. Before she passed away, she bound the vial of blood to our family, under our protection and unable to be taken by the 7 men. She bound it to us for 7 generations. We like to call that poetic or whatever, but I have my suspicions that she didn't know how to bind it for longer than that, so she did what she could. You, Vera, are the 7th generation. You have to find a way to keep the vial away from Nolan.
And Nolan, he's...
He was the soldier.